Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. And you probably have seen from what I recorded already that this is going to be a very, very interesting and challenging 15-minute discussion. And here's why. It's summertime and vacation time, and a lot of folks, when they go on vacation, kind of loosen up a bit and go perhaps on a binge drinking episode on vacation. And we know from all the research that's being done that your genes are affected by the environment, your genes are affected by what you eat, your genes are affected by what you drink, your genes are affected by your lifestyle primarily. So let's see if we can help unravel that and perhaps answer some of the questions for you that you've had, because sleep is very, very important. As you know, in 1995, there was a massive, massive gene research project done, and it was to discover how many genes human beings had and how they did what they did. And it was discovered that human beings have about 25,000 pairs of genes, and those genes produce proteins, and those proteins are basically what you are. Those proteins make your skin, make your bones, muscles, nervous system, basically produce everything in your body that is you. So, that being said, we're always looking, and you probably heard on the news, we're looking for places on those on the DNA that genes can be affected. And one of the areas that was brought to my attention was the fact that whenever you go on a binge drinking kind of situation, and many folks do this throughout their life or sometimes on vacation do it night after night, it can cause changes in your body. So I was doing some research for another individual, because I never am a proponent of alcohol consumption, because alcohol is toxic to your nervous system in any way, shape, or form. That being said, if a person wants to consume a glass of wine, you know, I don't have an objection to it, but I want you to understand it can affect things in your body more than just make you a little bit more relaxed. So study after study, and I came across this study, and studies are important guidelines to be able to help you make decisions in your life. Whether it's the decision to consume healthy food, whether it's a decision not to consume healthy food, whether it's a decision to smoke cigarettes or whatever, it's a decision. So I want to help get folks information, get them what I call fodder to be able to make, or information to be able to make decisions. So in this particular research segment, what it's saying is one episode of binge drinking can alter genes that affect your sleep. So if you've ever wondered why, whenever you have a binge drinking episode, that you have trouble sleeping after that, here's why. So I hope this helps you in your understanding, and perhaps binge drinking will be held to a minimum. Just one episode of binge drinking can affect your sleep genes. That was a shocking finding of a study released by the University of Missouri School of Medicine. The study was intended to understand the mechanisms of how sleep deprivation can contribute to alcoholism in humans. And it explored how binge drinking affects sleep, which it does. But the study also showed that binge drinking affects genes that affect sleep. And many, many times, this is a way, by accident, things are found out. So what the study was designed to do was to find out how binge drinking can contribute to alcoholism in human beings. And what they found was absolutely phenomenal. A Dr. Mahesh Thakkar, he is the PhD professor and director of research in Missouri School of Medicine, Department of Neurology, was the lead researcher in the study. And he discovered the precise gene. Now, that's pretty precise. He discovered the precise gene that is important for sleep homeostasis. Sleep homeostasis defined means you go to bed at 9 o'clock, you sleep till the morning, or whatever the situation is. So homeostasis is very, very important. It's a term used to mean constant body health or constant way to stay healthy. And he found that the gene that is important in sleep homeostasis was altered by just one day of binge drinking. So you college kids out there and you folks that like to consume alcohol and you think other than the headache the next day from the dehydration, you may think that it doesn't affect you or doesn't leave any kind of residual effects with your body. And this study is definitely shedding more light on that scenario. So there was a previous study done in 2014, and the study found that disrupted sleep homeostasis was found to be due to alcohol-induced downregulation of sleep-promoting Addison, which is a protein system. There are proteins in our body that stimulate our body. There are proteins in our body that downregulate or slow our body down. And the sleep system is affected by the protein called Addison. And if you affect Addison, it interferes with your sleep. You go to sleep for an hour or two, you keep waking up. You go to sleep for an hour or two, keep waking up. Now, there are many things that can interfere with your sleep. If you have sugar handling issues, if you're diabetic, if you're low blood sugar, there are a lot of things that can affect your sleep. But this particular study is proving, demonstrating, or giving more information to the fact that alcohol does more to your body and actually influences your genes. Well, why is that important? Well, if you influence a gene, it influences the production of whatever that gene is designed to do. So if that gene is designed to help you sleep or put you to sleep better, then it can disrupt it. If that gene affects or produces a protein that repairs your skin, then it is affected. If that gene is designed to affect nervous system, then it affects the nervous system. So you can see, or at least I hope you can see, that alcohol is not the best choice of beverages, particularly in high concentrations, because even in 2014, the study demonstrated that it affects genes and affects gene sleep. So they also noticed in this study, and this study, first study in 14 was done in mice, the study did not experience an increase in sleep during the deprivation period. They would take mice, they would give them binge drinking, and what they expected to find is the mice would sleep more. Well, what they found was the exact opposite. Binge drinking affected the mice's production of Addison, which interfered with their sleep. So then Dr. Thakkar found, professor of medicine, or actually the director of research at Missouri School of Medicine, Department of Neurology, found that the binge drinking not only affects your central nervous system when you're drinking it, but he was surprised by the results that were found. And anyone who knows, who's ever had a binge drinking party, it not only affects how you feel that night, it affects it for the next couple of days. And it, as you know, alcohol is probably one of the most pervasive beverages in our in America and actually in world cultures, and it has a very long-lasting effect. So surprisingly enough, they were found that just drinking four beverages at one time, which they considered binge drinking, affected your sleep genes to the point that they did not recover. Wow. They were altered, excuse me, by the consumption of four genes, four drinks. Wow, can you imagine that? How many out there listening have had four drinks? That's considered binge drinking. And it affects your genes from that point on, your sleep genes. Now, none of the other genes were tested, and there's like 25,000 pairs of genes with the binge drinking consumption. So, four drinks at one time over the course of several hours affects your sleep genes to the point that they do not totally recover. So, how is that important to you? Well, let me ask you this question. How important is sleep to your total health? We have seen in study after study after study that people that don't sleep have a weight problem. People that have a weight challenge have usually blood sugar challenges. People who have blood sugar challenges are more prone to having metabolic diseases. So what are metabolic diseases? Have you heard the term cancer? Have you heard the term heart disease? Have you heard the term autoimmune diseases? Have you heard the term that mental challenges? So as you can see, folks, these problems all have their origin, or it seems to be, their origin in your genes, and it has to do with your individual lifestyle. So if I can impress upon you the fact that binge drinking, whether you're 18, 21, 35, 60, has a negative effect on your health, not only your health, but your genes. It's, well, you know, I enjoy binge drinking. Well, that's totally your decision. If you know that it can affect the way your sleep genes affect or affected, which is a cascade of events that can lead to very, very many unhealthy problems in your life. So the findings are important. They were surprised. The researchers were surprised. I mean, this research was done at the University of Missouri School of Medicine, Department of Neurology. And, you know, that's no big box store kind of backroom organization. That is a very, very substantial organization that gives out quality information. So the findings are very, very important. As you know, we vacation, we consume, we imbibe more than we should, and it can affect your sleep gene. And, excuse me, these were the only genes tested. Imagine if it affects more genes. So I don't know about you, but if there's any way that I can change my lifestyle to be healthier, or recommend to my patients, recommend to my family, recommend to my friends and associates, that if they will reduce the alcohol consumption, it may have a more positive effect on their health than what they think. You know, it's just like the a straw that breaks the camel's back. If you start out with not having the lifestyle that ends up with a serious metabolic problem, that's the best way to slay the dragon. So, if you would like more information, if you would like to see some of this study, don't hesitate to contact me. AskingDrJim.com is my website, AskingDrJim.com. So it's very, very important that you stay healthy to improve the quality of your health, to live youthfully as long as you can. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. Remember that binge drinking can affect your genes. Have an amazing day.